Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
Hey there. This is Jamie on a recorded line with Capital One. How are you?
Oh, it's Thursday.
Yes, ma'am. It's actually my Friday, so I feel pretty good.
Lucky you. How can I help?
Yes, ma'am. I've got a mutual customer named Tanya Peralt on my other line. I think she signed up for something called Trendy Prod through a third-party service related to her Verizon account that she doesn't necessarily want. She called you guys earlier but was advised to give a call back with her credit card company to see about processing a refund.
Can I get the zip code?
Yes, it is 12304.
Okay. And her name? Or his name?
It's a lady, Tanya Peralt.
Oh, Tanya. How do you spell that last name?
P like Peter, E R-R-A-U-L-T.
Okay, P is like Peter, E-R-R-A-U-L-T.
That's right. I've got another zip code you might want to try, too, because I think
that's
a physical. How about 12059?
Gotta love when the billing and shipping are different.
That's right.
All right, confirm the address for me so I can make sure it is the right account I located.
304 Warner's Lake Road.
Got it. Yes, ma'am. I got an email of tanya.peralta@gmail.com.
Right.
And a phone number of 518-573-1850.
That looks right, yeah.
All righty. So I show she did the smartwatch free gift for signing up with the Gadget membership here. Let me review these notes right quick, pretty please.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to bring her on, too, so she can hear what's going on, if you don't mind.
Sure thing.
Your name's Aya?
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. This is Jamie, and I've got Aya here who's going to look into this for us, see about our cancellation.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. I think she's reviewing some notes now, and then she'll be back with us shortly.
Just one more moment.
All right, thank you.
All right, so I'm showing it states in the notes here that Ms. Peralt did a dispute with the financial institution against the charge.
No, I don't think anything's been initiated yet. Is that right, ma'am?
No, nothing can. I was told by Capital One that I cannot dispute the charge until it's been actually gone through. Right now it's currently pending with them.
That's
and
right.
And we just put notation in my account that I would be filing a dispute.
Right. So we don't have anything like that going on now.
Okay. Let's see. So it does look like as long as no dispute is filed, I am able to issue a one-time courtesy for the credit, but it does require 3 to 5 business days to process. But we do have to have verification from the financial institution on recorded line that no dispute would be filed.
All right. I can verify that now on a recorded line. We don't have any disputes filed on that charge.
You're not going to, correct?
No, ma'am. As long as we can take care of it with you, there's no need to.
Correct. Awesome. Well, I'll go ahead and get that processed. Is there anything else we can assist with?
No, and whatever you subscription you say that was initiated in my name, that has been discontinued. Is that correct? And there
yes.
Will never a charge on my card again from your company?
Correct.
Good. I don't authorize any further charges on my credit cards from your company. I thank you for reversing the charge that you made.
Thanks for calling customer service.
All right, do we need anything else from you, Aya?
Nope.
No, thanks.
All right, ma'am. I do thank you, ma'am, from Capital One for calling customer support.
All right, you have a great day.
Thank you.